What's up, everybody? Welcome to the next episode. This is an episode with Amori Sayer, or aka I just call her Sav. Okay, so Sav is a New Zealand streamer. She's a Twitch streamer. She streams a lot of Animal Crossing. She's very, very passionate about Animal Crossing. I'll just put that out there. And pretty much that's all we talk about. We talk about also things like streaming and some of the pitfalls that and potential things that you might catch up to in your streams, which are pretty cool. But no, she's a great interview, just full of bubbly energy, and that's what I love about it. If you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/theprovisedproject. But nevertheless, let's get into it. Hope you enjoy the interview. Thanks. All right. Are you
Hello.
There, sir? Can you see, can you see my background?
I can. It's animal. You got oranges even. It's the best fruit.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know.
It's my favorite fruit. Okay. And a lot of people like the peaches and the cherries, but I'm an orange stan.
I've got the peaches in mine.
Yeah, same.
Okay. I thought
I didn't reset to get the to get the perfect fruit or anything.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Everybody was telling, bro, you should such as other. Nah. You know, it's serendipitous that I had
just, you gotta go with the flow, you know, especially because it was your first Animal Crossing game, right?
So yes,
you
it just was. Gotta. It is.
And, yeah, you gotta and play it through.
Okay. Save it, okay? We haven't started yet. Sheesh. Okay, I'm gonna start it in 3, 2, and 1. Savvy. How are you today, Sav?
Hey! I'm so good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy that you're on the podcast right now.
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, stop.
I've been like watching a couple of yours just as they come up on my Twitter feed, and I jump in every now and then. And it's just, I love hearing all the people that you're talking to and just how passionate they are about everything. I feel like I'm a bit of a blob compared to most of your guests, but we'll see how it goes.
Stop that right there. Okay. You stop that self-deprecation right there. Okay. I wouldn't have even talked to you if there wasn't like a glimmer, a speckle of oh, this will be a good interview. Oh, and I know it's going to be a good interview because you're very interesting. You're an interesting person. What are you talking about?
That's a nice way of saying, like, girl, you're weird. Like, okay, I'm kidding.
It's true, though. No. You are a little bit weird. I'll be honest. So for those people that don't know you, who are you?
Mm-hmm. My name is Amori Sayer. Lots of people just call me Amori or Sav, as Tim does. I am a streamer. I play like a variety of streams, just video games and stuff. I don't know. Like, what do people normally say? Like,
you know, like
I like video games.
Yeah, pretty much. They'll say, "Well, you are a streamer," and they'll say, "I like playing."
Yeah.
What type of games do you stream?
Oh, I play a bit of everything. I'm not one of those people who I'm just like, oh, I like story games or I like, you know, FPS games. I literally like a mixed bag. I've played anything from Apex to like Overwatch to like Witcher 3, Age of Empires. Like, I play all the different kinds of games.
Just everywhere.
Animal Crossing. Yeah.
I think that's the best, right? That's the best thing is that, like, you know, you spread yourself around in terms of the games and see which ones fit. I'm the same too, man.
I like a bit of everything. I can appreciate, like, you know.
You play shooters?
I appreciate everything. I do play shooters. I love them. I am not good at them at all.
Neither.
I won't win you guys any chicken dinners, but I can make a good chicken dinner is what I like to say. I can cook, but I can, but I can't win the chicken dinners.
Oh, man. In terms of, like, gaming, how did you get, like, what's your early, let's just go as far back as we can. What's your earliest memory of any type of video game?
Oh, my earliest memory? Yeah. As far as I can remember, I think it was Sonic on the Sega Mega Drive. I grew up on a farm. Little farm girl grew up in Otrahonga.
Oh, Shout outs yeah, to Otto.
Don't correct me. But I obviously, like, living on the dairy farm, didn't have a lot of people living around me, didn't have a lot of friends. And so when my parents went to the milking shed, I used to sit at home and play video games by myself all day.
Yeah.
And that was usually Sonic.
To Sonic and also yeah. Mega Drive. So what other games do you have on the Mega Drive? Sonic was the
Sonic was like literally the only game I remember playing on the Mega Drive. It got quickly replaced by our PlayStation, like OG PlayStation. But I still have that Mega Drive. It still works, which is amazing.
That's cool.
The hard thing is finding like a TV that can play it now because it's got like the old cables, you know, the red, white, and yellow ones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they used to have – no, they didn't even have that one, man. They had the aerial one. Remember you had to put it back in the aerial and then you had to tune it in. Remember that? I remember that.
I do.
I was like
– But like – yeah, so – It still works, which is really cool. I recently pulled it out with my brothers. I want to say like 4 years ago, we were all still living at my parents. So maybe it was longer ago than that. But we all pulled it out and played it through one whole weekend because you couldn't save. That was a problem with the Sega as well. There's no like save cartridges. You wanted to play a game, you got to sit down.
Yep.
Play the whole thing in one session.
That's one thing that like people take for they just don't understand
If you died, that was it. You go all the way back to the start of the game.
Man, you imagine if like a game released now, like you imagine The Last of Us 2 comes out, right? And it's like, hey, listen, there's no save points. If you die, you go back to the start. Holy shit. Nobody would want to buy that game.
Such a long game as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine something like Dark Souls, like a hardcore game where you can't do that.
Man, I remember playing Alex Kidd. And one, my mate's older brother got all the way to the last, no continues, no nothing.
No.
He got all the way to the last one. I tell you what, it was esports before esports. There was like, at least 20 people from the neighborhood, just like in his lounge, like watching him. It was the best, man. And he finished it.
Oh, that's dope. I remember that though. Like when we were kids as well, we were one of the only kids in our street who had a PlayStation. And all the kids on our neighborhood would come over and we'd all play games like Tekken 3 and like Tombi and stuff. And just because not every kid had one, it was such a cool little thing.
What was your go to? What was the first PlayStation game you guys had?
I honestly can't remember the first PlayStation game we had, but my favorite was Final Fantasy VIII, I know a lot of people know that. That's my favorite game of all time. Absolute favorite game.
Normally,
I know.
Normally
a lot of people seven, don't right? like it. I know.
Yeah.
The sevens are haters. Remember, I never played seven until I got to high school. Eight was just my first one. I played a couple of the others, but I just remember every time someone asked you, like, oh, what's your favorite Final Fantasy game? I'd say 8. And then I got a lot of hate or just like a lot of people telling me 7 was so much better. And so I went back and I played it and I didn't even finish it. It was just like, I don't like this one. It's not as good.
Man. And like
people in chat are probably going to come for me now. But
I'll protect you. Okay. I don't know. I've only played 7. That's the only Final Fantasy I've ever played.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't know why. I just kind of like, I enjoyed 7. I enjoyed the shit out of 7.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I think it was more sport. I was like into the sport games and those came out all the time. Oh, so,
okay. Because yeah. did you play it when it first came out as well? Or did you kind of play it later on and after everyone told you it was good?
No. I always do this. I come into my stories when it's supposed to be your interview. Okay.
Sorry. No, it's okay.
But no. This is what happened, right? I lent my PlayStation to my mate to borrow for the weekend and then his house got robbed. Man, I was so gutted, man. But he got insurance. And so he goes, man, just tell me which games you want. And I go, yo, give me John Olumu and like the NBA games. And he's like, okay, bro, I'll get it, Brayden. Didn't even give me those two games. He got me Final Fantasy VII and Twisted Metal. And then I was like, this is not the two games that I asked, but okay, that's all right.
That was good.
And then I felt sorry for him because his house got robbed. So I felt really stick. I was like, nah, man. Yeah, I was like I would have been third form, fourth form. So it was like, yeah. So
is this was when it was new?
It would have been like a year, maybe a year or two when it came out. Yeah. Yeah. And that was it.
So when when I played Final Fantasy VIII for the first time, I would have been 5 or 6.
Damn. Right. You're young.
I'm a little baby. I am.
Oh man. So any other kind of places and games that you kind of got into, or was it just Final Fantasies that was there?
Definitely Final Fantasy, and on PlayStation 1 it was Final Fantasy 8, Tekken 3. What else was there? There was Tombi. Do you remember Tombi?
Yeah, I do remember Tombi.
Yeah, Tombi was great.
Tombi was the caveman kid, right? Is it the one?
The pink kid, and you'd go and find the chicks and stuff, and
oh mate,
you know, there's the pigs, the evil pigs.
Ah, yeah, and he had a green
green shorts.
Yeah, that's the one. And he had a pig.
Yeah. Yep. And you'd spin the eggs and break them open. The little chicks would be there.
Yeah,
it was cute.
Oh man, so good.
But yeah, so I used to play those kinds of games when I was a kid. Then PlayStation 2, I probably got more into my FPS kind of games at that point. So I was playing a lot of the OG Star Wars Battlefront, Time Splitters. If you guys all remember that one, that one's a bit of a...
Ooh.
It was a real popular, but also not a lot of people knew about it, but I swear it was super, super popular. I don't know.
It was pretty popular. It had a niche, a lot of people that played it were the niche kind of gamers, I suppose. But I mean,
I played it hipster before hipsters were a thing.
Yeah, but it was a good game. It was a great game.
It was a great game. It was so good. So yeah, I played a lot of Time Splitters as well. I can't even remember, Final Fantasy X, I don't know. And then probably coming out of that, I didn't super get into the PlayStation 3, I had one, but that was kind of around the age where I transitioned into PC gaming, I guess you could say.
So you did you skip PS3 or no? Were you
completely skip it. I did have one. I just didn't play it a lot. That was probably the most ignored PlayStation console I've ever had. Just because the whole era it was out and was when I was very addicted to World of Warcraft and everything else. So I didn't invest a lot of time into it, but I did play the Last of Us when that first came out on there. And
How good is The Last of Us, man?
Oh, Last of Us is so good because you've been playing it recently, haven't you?
Yeah, and I was this is the first time I ever played it.
It's such a good game.
I was I'm an Xbox. I was. Oh, I still am. I'm a bit of an Xbox guy. And so I was
you're an Xbox dad. Okay.
Yeah. Tell you what. Well, I'm only an Xbox dude because when I was when the first one came out, they keep giving me free shit all the time. The dude Tolan, my bro, who used to run that, he was like, "Hey, bro, do you want some stuff?" And I'm like, "Yeah, man." And then they used to just give me stuff. So I was like, "Yeah, Xbox all day." But just recently, people are like, "Man, you need to check out, you need to play this game, this game, and this game." And then, yeah, I got, Spider-Man was the reason why I got a PlayStation.
The new one or the OG Spider-Man?
You played that?
The new one, the one PlayStation 4. No, I haven't.
Fuck, man.
Ben's sister has it, so I might grab it off her at some point, but I just remember every review is it actually makes you feel like Spider-Man, every review video.
It's amazing. It's probably the best, it has the best superhero movie, but superhero game. But it is it's really good. That's the reason why I got it. Ooh. And then once I got it and I finished it and gold trophied everything, and then people are like, "Man, you need to play." First was Uncharted, and then I got into it. It was fun, but I try to do 1, 2, 3 and go through the whole thing. But
yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, and then I was like, man, because the one was really jaggy. Because it's still an old game. Yeah. But back to it. I know that's what happens here. I just go off on tangent.
No, it's great. I like bouncing and vibing.
Okay, let's just bounce. So PlayStation 3, and then you got into you got into PC stuff?
Yeah, so maybe around age 10, I started playing a bit of RuneScape. I wasn't a hardcore RuneScape player like a lot of these people are. But played a little bit of it, and then this is such a funny story. So I was probably 11 when World of Warcraft came out, and I just remember because we were so young, right? I was 11, and my older brother would have been 13, and he really wanted this game, but we only got like a $20 pocket money each month from my parents. Mm-hmm. And so he knew that like a WoW subscription would be all of his pocket money gone. And so he was like, oh, you know, why don't we split it? We'll both own this account, because we only had one PC at home as well anyway. Yeah. So it just made sense. And the way he sold it to me, I specifically remember this because we were like lying on the couch and he's like, Sav, like, we've got to get this game. It's like RuneScape, but you can play gnomes and throw stones at people. And I was just like, fuck, I'm in. Like, that's all you need to say to sell me on this game. You couldn't throw stones at people, but nevertheless, it was a great game. I probably played that from the age of 11 through till I was about 17. Like, only game, nothing else, nonstop.
I must be the only person in the world that's never played World of Warcraft, ever. In my life. I know.
There's a lot of people, actually, who I've realized had never played it. When Classic WoW came out at the start of last year, people were like, oh, no, I never played it. And I found as well, there was a huge split of WoW, like the WoW base that I remember. And it was kind of everyone who enjoyed World of Warcraft pre, like, Cataclysm, which was one of the expansions, and everyone who played after that and only enjoyed that content. And they hated going back to this WoW Classic when it came out last year.
Because it's a very different
game.
One of my friends who used to be a streamer but doesn't anymore, NZ Height, was just all over that shit. Like, he was just like, bro, the Classic's coming out, bruv. And I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, what the fuck is this? And then I saw it and I was like, oh, I get it. It's like the old shit. And then
old school WoW,
He played like fucking 32 hours straight, man. And then after that, never streamed again. So I was like, oh, what the? No. I don't know why. I think he plays it offline, but I'm not too sure. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I definitely found it wasn't one of those games that was easy to stream. I tried. And then, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of grinding. And so it was very boring in between, like, actually doing fun stuff. But that's just me. I know a lot of people are really good at keeping conversations going when they're playing that kind of game. Yeah. But I just find, like, it's easy to bounce off of, like, the game that you're playing. It kind of makes it a bit easier.
I mean, like, that's so true, though. It's, you know, like, if you are streaming, and you are a streamer like yourself that talk a lot to the chat and things like that. If you're that kind of a streamer, it's pretty tough. Like, I'd tip my hat to people. Like, Shamia's in the chat now. She plays, like, Dark Souls, and she still talks to the chat like it's all good. And I'm like, far out. And what's the other one? Sekiro?
Oh, my God. My flatmate was just playing that, like, last week. It's such a good game.
She plays that, she's just talking to the chat, like, hey, man, what's up? It's, like, the hardest thing, and she's killing it. And then I could never do that, yo. I could never do that.
Probably around, actually, when I would have met you for the first time, I was playing Cuphead, and I used to play that game.
Yep, that's how I know
you. On stream, talking to chat. And it was like, why? I look back now, and I'm like, damn, that was crazy.
That was funny, too, because you were chill ass. Like, you were chill, and then you're like, oh, is that it? And I was like, hey. And then you're like, hype, like, yeah, yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay, what do we do now? It's like,
what you probably didn't see was, like, the 2 hours prior of me just dying over and over and over again.
I just can't get that, eh? I'm the biggest rage quitter that I know when it comes to single-player games. I'm just like, nah, stuff this. I played, I had this massive rage on, Visage. Have you seen that game?
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Wait, I'm going to Google it.
Everybody was picking on me. Sev, everybody, and they keep scaring me, and then, like, there was this puzzle, and it was the bullshit. I swear to God, they did not complete the game yet, or there was some bug that I got into, and holy shit, that was some bullshit. And I'm the worst, eh?
I can't play horror games, eh? I'm such a little scaredy cat, like a little bitch. Honestly, I tried to play Amnesia once, and my flatmate, such a dork, he could see, he was like, Sav's like streaming a horror game, and he banged as loud as he could on the scariest part, on like the wall that my computer was against, and runs back to his computer and like watches and clipped my reaction, and it was just like, You're so mean.
So how did you get in? So from speaking on Twitch, how did you get into Twitch? Like, how did you start that? What made you want to go? Oh man, I can do
what
that.
Made me want to go on Twitch? So I kind of went a weird way around it. So I was at university when I started, and I was maybe my second or third year, and I was one of those kids. I had no idea what the fuck I wanted to do with my life. Like, I was there because my parents kind of made me go to university. I guess it was like either go or move out, get a job. And so I was at university. I kind of had no idea what I wanted to do. And I didn't really have a lot of hobbies except for video games. And I just remember one thing in one of my lectures that clicked. Like, my lecturer was talking about one of his old students who's in the video games industry. And I was like, oh my God, I can get into that with like my degree. And I was like, oh. And so, yeah, I went up and talked to my lecturer afterwards and was just like on a whim, super scared. Like, hey, can you get me in touch with this person? Because I'm real passionate about video games. And I just want to like, you know, find out how to get a foot in the door and all this kind of stuff. And my lecturer did get me in contact, and this guy called me. It was what was his name? Stefan or something. He's one of the lead game developers up in Auckland.
Okay.
He like helps run like the New Zealand game development club group thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, and so he got in contact with me, and he was like, "Oh, you want to get into like the games industry?" Or like, you know, he was like, "Get a Twitter. Start streaming on Twitch, just make yourself like real present and known," essentially. And I was like, oh, okay, like, yeah. So nervous. I did all of it though. And yeah, that was just kind of how I started. So I actually started streaming to kind of meet people in the industry to get a job in the industry, like in the games industry, more so than just wanting to content create. And just through that, I just ended up falling in love with, obviously, the community and the people and everything, because I probably started, I want to say 2016/17 is when I would have started streaming. But yeah.
Man, it's crazy. And then, like, what was your first game that you streamed? Can you remember?
The first game I streamed was actually Overwatch. So that was right when Overwatch had just come out, like 2016, peak Overwatch time. And it was great because I had all of my friends are playing. One of my other friends, Sam KNZ, who some of you might know, she is like a real life friend. She also wanted to start streaming. And so we had like each other, which was really, really super cool, because at that time there wasn't a huge presence, or that we were aware of anyway, in, you know, the streaming community and stuff. And so it was really nice to have each other to bounce off of for like tech questions, for just talking to when we're playing Overwatch, to keep chat going while we built up our communities.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh man. It's like having, it's good having someone, eh? Like, yeah. I remember I had a couple of people that were like, they were doing it at the same time. So it was nice to kind of vibe off and like, you can ask questions and they might know something that you don't and vice versa. Yeah.
Exactly. That was great for that. So it was super, super cool. Cause honestly, I think the only New Zealand streamers that I knew of back when I started was Laurie. Obviously, Laurie's huge. She's probably, at that time, she would have been one of the biggest New Zealand streamers. And Rudism was just starting to gain traction.
I'm trying to get Rudism on, eh? But did you, have you heard the Laurie interview that I did with her?
I saw that you did one with her. Man. I didn't actually manage to catch it.
Yo, you got to watch it. It's on the audio is on the podcast link on Spotify. But man, she was funny, man. Because
she's so funny. We went to Thailand together. Yeah, I did.
But fuck, man. Like at the start of the interview, she was very like standoffish, or not standoffish, but like just giving me the media kind of those kind of questions. Yeah. But I get into the level. I get in there, and I was I make people feel comfortable, and then oh man, by the time we got towards the end, oh my gosh, it was so funny. She was she was loving. She was just like laughing hard out, and it was really cool because like for us, for anybody, you see her, she does her thing, and she's got a lot of she's got a lot of American and overseas kind of. Her community experience. Is a lot of them, and that's all good. That's Kate's pie. But like, like, it was really cool. Like, I was like, man, this is great. Like, this is how, like, I thought she would be, but it just took a little while to get her out, get her past the shell. And then after she hit me up, and she was like, that was probably the most funnest interview I've ever done. Thank you. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Oh, and I was like, yeah, no, I was like, well, and then then the old cockiness came and I was like, damn right. It was not.
Yeah. Didn't say that. No, I totally can understand where you're coming from though. Cause yeah, like I was the exact same the first time meeting Laurie and stuff, because like she was such a huge online presence and she was my first taste of Twitch. Like when I first started, she was the person that was like, oh, you should check out this streamer. And so she was like literally the first person I ever watched on Twitch. And she was just like, that was when she was probably like her absolute peak as well, which is super, super cool. And I just remember being so intimidated when it came to like meeting her in real life, because I was like, oh, what's she going to say? Like, is she going to be too cool for me? But she is the loveliest, like bubbliest, warmest person. She's absolutely adorable. She's so nice. I love her.
Yeah, and she's choice. But what else? So that was Overwatch. Did you stream Overwatch for a long time, or was that just a one-time thing?
Overwatch, I probably streamed that for about 9 months straight, and that was the only game that I played and probably what I built like a lot of my like base community off of, which was super cool. I really jumped off the Overwatch bandwagon probably just after I got affiliated, which was in April 2017. I was like the first week that they started rolling that out. I managed to get it somehow. I don't know how.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was one of the first affiliates on Twitch, which is like dope. But I probably stopped after that because I think in like celebration, I did a 12-hour stream of just Overwatch. Cool. Like not even just normal Overwatch. I purely played competitive. So it was straight up 12 hours competitive Overwatch. And then when like my 12-hour quote-unquote stream ended, I continued streaming for another like 5 hours after that, still playing Overwatch. I had RSI in my hands for like a week.
Whoa, like that's a long time to play such an intensive game like that.
Yeah, and then I just never really picked it up again after that. I can't, like, every now and then I play it, but I kind of jumped off that. That was maybe when like PUBG and Apex, like battle royale games, were starting to become a bit popular. So yeah,
now they're everywhere. Like
you can't get everywhere. I'm like kind of sick of the genre now. Man, a bit over it.
Have you played any real time strategy games like Age of Empires and stuff like that?
Oh, Age of Empires 2. Yeah, I fucking love Age of Empires 2. It's one of the main games I'm playing right now. I used to stream that as well. The 2013 edition quite a while ago. But I played it when I was a kid and it came in the Kellogg's cereal. I got it with my
flip, Cocoa Pops. That. Look at that. Hey, that's going back. Man. Yeah. Do you know like Civilizations?
I've never played the Civ games, but I do know about them.
It's pretty much thing. That has a battle royale in it.
Does it?
Yeah. It's what like, so there's like, I think it's 50. So there's one big world and there's 50 people on it. And so how it works is there's a volcanic kind of like lava that's filling up this planet. And like, it's first one to get to it's weird. First one to get to this rocket to take off, and whoever gets to the rocket first man, it's like, I jammed it. It's called red zone or red cloud or something like that. And I was like, far out. This is weird, man. And yeah, so as long as you get off the planet first, you're the winner. You got to develop, you know, the cities. It's weird, like, man. It's like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, yeah, it's like everyone's kind of trying to jump on that bandwagon. And but it's good. But I think the fad will kind of go away sooner or later. We'll go into something else. But so what are you streaming? Like, what's the last thing that you streamed? Can you remember?
The last thing I streamed would have been Animal Crossing. Around when it first came out. I haven't done a lot of streaming since we've been in lockdown. I've been working from home, and so associating like my creative and like chill space with my workspace has been kind of a hard thing to cope with that sounds like I'm coping with is a bad word to say, but like, just, you know what I mean though? Like it's just, I kind of, by the end of the day, I feel really exhausted because all I've been doing is sitting at my computer all day and sitting in that same space for like another like 4 or 5 hours to stream. It just hasn't vibed with me.
It's just not the same, eh? Like it's,
yeah. So yeah. But it would have been Animal Crossing like back when it first came out the Friday before everyone went into isolation.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Getting started on that. Like,
and before that, what was I playing before that? It would have been The Witcher 3. I finally, right. After playing that since 2015, I finally finished it.
Yeah.
And Ori and the Will of the Wisps, second yep. Ori game.
See,
that was the other game.
That's what I wanted to get into next is like habits of streaming. Do you believe that, like, at your point, when you have a community and you have people that kind of know that you're a streamer, do you need a schedule or no? What do you reckon?
Oh, 100%, yes. Like, I'm a bad example of a streamer. You definitely do notice it. This beginning of this year, I was streaming a lot more consistently, especially playing through The Witcher. And you notice the community is more, like, present, and they're a lot more. Whereas if you take big breaks in between, you do notice the drop-offs. Like, it's not like a bad thing, but definitely if you're a streamer that's looking to grow, no matter how big you are, I think even Lori, for example, had this problem when she obviously took some time off for herself to get like adjusted with her new job and stuff. Like, you notice those drop-offs no matter how big your community is if you're not keeping consistent.
Yeah. And how long do you reckon like a drop-off? Because I mean, you took some time off and.
You know, I took like a year off streaming, yeah.
But you still came back and you still had like consistent people, though. You know, you had those
people. Oh, yeah, for sure. I still have the people who have always stuck around who have probably been like my first 20 followers who are still there and who still come to like most of my streams, which is absolutely amazing. It's so cool that, you know, it's these people that you've never even met in like real life, and they're supporting you like to that extent, which is crazy, which... One of the craziest follower stories I ever had was one of my first followers I ever got was a guy called Ragnarok. And he was a US Army soldier who was deployed in like Guam. And
I've been to Guam.
At one point, you've been to Guam.
I've been to Guam.
That's dope.
And Guam, it's just, you know, before you go on, Guam is like the Japanese version of Hawaii.
Yeah, but it's a US military island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, there's a little, like, they try to make this little tiny town in the middle, mm-hmm. like Hawaii. But then you go out, man, and it's like slumdog millionaires. Yeah. It's like, I've never seen such a switch in like social. Like, this is where the rich people live, and then it's like 10 kilometers. I'm not even joking. You could walk and then just be like, damn, I'm in the slums, right? I went for basketball. But anyway, yeah, so Ragnarok's in...
He was in Guam at this point. Okay. He's actually moved now. He's back in America. But he was at that point, and, like, we just... he was really present, like, my friend Sam streams as well, and so we sent him, like, a little New Zealand care package. He'd be like, oh, thanks for being, like, one of our biggest supporters and just so kind, etc. And he sent back, like, a Guam care package with, like, MREs in it and stuff as well because he was in the army. But I've still got like my little Guam magnet, which is like a little cute like turtle on my microphone. So cute. But one time he was just like, hey, like I'm like on my way back to America or Japan or wherever he was going. One time he's like, I'm gonna stop by New Zealand, like let's catch up. And so we actually went and spent like a weekend with him, which just went up and like, hey, and all hung out, and it was like so cool.
That's cool.
Someone awesome. On the other side of the world, literally met up with them and had like an awesome weekend, went out and got like a real nice dinner and stuff. And it was like, me, Sam, like Ragnarok, and one of our other friends as well, which was just really, really cool.
That's
awesome. It was just like such a cool experience.
Yeah, people, those are the best ones, eh? Like, like just when, you know, you see people and then, you know, you see them online and they come check your stream out and you have laughs and you have jokes about it, you talk. You DM each other and say, like, check in and all that kind of stuff. And then you actually meet them and you're like, far, bro, this is awesome. Like, I've had a couple of those.
Yeah, it was such a surreal experience and super, super cool. But honestly, like, I remember all those people, like, who followed me when I first started, and they are still around, which is really, really cool, despite my big hiatuses and breaks. But back to, like, what you were saying, I think definitely keeping a schedule, if you want to grow your community, if you want to, like, be getting bigger, you definitely 100% need a schedule. It's fair on your viewers as well, because then they don't have to, like, unexpectedly figure out when you're streaming. Like, they can plan their days around you if they want to come to your streams, and they always know, like, oh yeah, like, Tim's gonna be streaming on Monday, and so
and I think that the, like, if you've got good social, and I always say that if your social's on point, if you're always, you just have to continually be in somebody's face, like, all the time, and not like in an annoying way, but in a, like, yo, check me out, this is what I've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, if you're not going to make, like, a scheduled stream, just a little, like, hey, guys, like, sorry I can't make it tonight, but I'll be live, like, tomorrow, whenever your next stream is.
Yeah.
Definitely just keeping your community, like, updated, interacting with them still outside of streams. Like, you can't – it's a lot – like, a lot of this – I don't know if you go on the Reddit much for Twitch, but a lot of the people are like, oh, I've been streaming for this long, and, like, I'm not growing. And people are like, well – you don't have your socials linked or anything. Like, how are you communicating outside of stream? You can't just expect to sit down, do a stream, go away, and just not touch it again, you know?
There's plenty of people that are like that, eh? Like, they just expect, oh, man, I'm funny. Like, people will just, like, come and watch me.
I think I'm funny, yeah.
Yeah, people will come and watch me, man. That's you know, but, I'm the man.
But, and, yeah, like, what I always say to people, like, is... You know, you could be the funniest, like, the funniest person ever. You could be the best shooter ever. You could be, like, Shroud level FPS gamer. But if you don't have a consistent schedule, you're not going to have as big or as present a community as the, you know, just the person who's streaming consistently 3 days a week. That's my personal opinion or take on it, though. But,
I think you're onto it. I think you're onto it. That's exactly what it is. Like, you know, unless you and there's some very funny people that are on, and they just need at least some exposure or stuff like that. But sometimes you have to fish with a net and just, like, get your socials on lock. Get, like, every, you know, once you get that sorted, and then you're spending, you know, as long as you do on Twitch. But yeah, it really comes down to trying to, like I said, you just have to stay relevant, you just have to stay in people's faces and give them, because sometimes people just can't come to your streams. It's just life. I get pissed off at people that are like, oh man, I came to your stream, bro. You've never come to my stream. I'm like, dude, like, I will, don't worry. But that's not I'm just one person at the moment. Like, I'll come when, you know, you need to, like, start being a little bit broad and get some, I've had that a few times. And
the follow for follow and that kind of thing personally has never been up my alley. I even had, like, one of my friends, Sam, the other day, she was like, okay, so this person messaged me. We used to know each other. He was, like, a mutual friend of hers or something. She was like, he's asking me to promote his Twitch or to host him after my stream. And it's like, I've met him once. Like, how do I say no without coming across mean? And I was like, just say no and call him out for it. Like, it's not okay. Like, oh, people like that aren't going to realize. And at least, like, if you know him in real life, calling him out on it and, like, just being straight up with him, it's going to do him a lot better than.
I like to try and educate people when they do that.
Yeah.
I find that that's a great time to spit some game
and offer some advice,
pass some knowledge on. And yeah, exactly. If they take it, they take it. If they don't, if they turn around and say, nah, man, fuck you. Just give me a host. I'll be like, nah, boy. Like, but you know, it is a very teachable moment. And sometimes they take it and sometimes they don't. But other than that, I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm not doing that. I get quite a lot of people coming in and like, can you retweet me and shit like that? And then I look at their stuff and if I'm like, yeah, nah, nah, it's all right.
That's the other thing is, like, just so, like, people who just come and ask you that, it's like, I don't even really know you or the content you put out. And if it doesn't align with what I like to associate myself with, you know, it's just, it makes me real nervous too. Like, when some of my followers, I mean, most of the time it's really, really good. Like, they'll only recommend people if I'm like, oh, who should we rate? Like, I'll take suggestions. most of the time it'll be really great, but there's like the odd person is like, I don't know, you don't talk in my stream, and they're telling me to go raid this person. And it's like, what if they're like a bad person? Like, I don't want to associate that with my stream.
I never do that, man. I'd never ask for raids anymore because there's always that one dude that's just waiting.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, bro, you should raid cat figure 3436. And I'm like, nah, catch you up.
Yeah.
I get it all the time. And it sucks because, you know, and I mean, like, when you've been on Twitch for a while, you can always kind of, you always know that there's somebody that kind of deserves it or has been working hard. And
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are the people I'd rather kind of hook up, you know, as opposed to. The other one is when you raid someone that's like bigger than you, and like you know, this is my moment to shine. I've got 10 people in my chat, and then you raid them, and they thanks, man, and then like thanks for the host, man, and then they just keep going. And you're like, fuck, that guy was my hero, man. That's the other one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of hard. Like, I mean. I've seen a lot of bigger streamers who they'll get a raid with like, you know, 6 people and they might have had 70 people in their chat, but they'll still think it's the biggest, like greatest thing ever and be real sweet about it. And I think those are the kinds of people that you want to be watching and that you want to associate yourselves with, because when it like any host is like great for anyone who's helping build you, regardless of if it's 3 people, if it's 60 people, you know.
I saw like, there's a undercover LWHP undercover, he did this thing and I thought it was genius, and it was genius. So what he would do, he's like, yo, everybody put your raffle, here's a raffle, whoever wins gets to choose who we're rating. I was like, fuck, that's a great idea, but too much work for me. Too much work, I don't want to do that shit. I'm just like, nope, we're going here. But yeah, that's another way of doing it, I suppose. But yeah, so anyway, so in terms of like Animal Crossing, let's get into this. Okay.
And the Animal Crossing. Oh, and here we go. Juicy stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Why is this game so hype right now? Is it because of the long hiatus? Is it because it's a good game? Let's be honest.
I don't know.
No fangirls here. Okay.
No fangirls here.
Honest.
Honest opinion. Like, there's been a huge influx or a huge lots of new people have joined Animal Crossing. They have never played one before, I think, which is really amazing, first of all. I think it's super, super cool that these kinds of games that aren't shooty or anything are getting some recognition. Not that Animal Crossing was ever a small community, but just the amount on the scale this time is huge. I honestly think it's just like, it's like an escape, right? Like, it's kind of a place you can go where you can own a house and just actually dream and stuff that you can't do in real life. But no, but it's just real chill. It's real fun. I know a lot of people or friends of mine who had like really bad anxiety really appreciate it. It's just, I don't know. It's a relaxing game. And I think it's a happy, great little space to just get away from some real life problems.
All right.
And it just helps.
Here's my perspective. Yeah. Okay. First 4 days I played that, I was hot. I was up till 4-3 in the morning, you know, just chugging away at stuff. I was I was totally in. I was straight to the, put it in my veins.
Yeah.
Get it in there. I need some more of this Animal Crossing. And I was scratching, I was like, yo, hurry up, man. And then I was just like, fuck, what am I doing here? Like, what's happening to me? It was so addictive when I first got it. But then you realize how much of a dick Tom Nook is. He's straight hustling everybody. He's hustling you, mate.
Is he?
He is, man. He's like,
he gives you a house. And like, he's like,
he doesn't give you a house. He says, here's a tent. Do you want a house? Okay, here's a house, but you owe me this much. And then you're like,
but he gives you the house and then he lets you live in that house and you don't have to pay off the mortgage until you're ready, until you get that money, and it's interest free.
Yeah, but still,
imagine if real landlords and people were like that.
But legit, he's a hustler, man. That guy's hustling.
He donates all of his money to charity. Have you not seen? Fuck.
No, and then he's like, yo, we need KK up in this bitch. What I need you to do is I need you to go and make this island looking flash.
Okay, slider. Oh, yeah.
I need you to make our island. And this is where I lost it. Okay, this is where I jumped off. And I told you this. We need you to three up star our star. Rating. We need the 3 stars. Okay? Go and do it. But I'm not going to give you any money. You just do it yourself. And so we can get KK here. We need KK up in this bitch. And I was like, yeah. Actually, no. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it, Tom. I'm not. And then that's the last time. I gave it to my daughter to play. And she's been keeping the hope alive for us on Wukonda nice. Island. She's been doing it, but far out, man. It's tough, man. Here we go.
I just really like the designing aspect of it, making your island like uniquely yours. Like you can go on to, you know, YouTube and look at people's islands, and there'll be anything from really cute woodsy ones to pretty kawaii ones. I've even seen some Midsummer referenced islands, which is really, really creepy. That movie was scary, but, you know, just it's so there's so much potential and so much you can do.
I know what's going to happen is after this podcast, I'm going to start.
You're going to go look at lots of videos, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, wait a minute. I saw this one dude. He did an arcade, man, in his house. And there was many like arcade machines.
Oh, this is so dope.
I know. Oh, man.
It's a great idea. But that's the other thing. It's just really cool.
I didn't get the path and like the things because I was like, I need to get the 3 stars. So I'm like, you know, the designer thing that you can do on your phone?
Yeah. I remember being so excited when I finally got that because my town was ugly. And then I was like, I just need to get this, the stamp pathing tool.
So do I need to get that? And then it starts getting hyped.
That opens up a lot more of like what you can do creativity wise.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah, it was tough. Like, but I know, I think you've sold me on this. What's the best turnip strategy that you got?
Turnip Exchange will be your best friend if you want to invest in the stonks market.
Okay, what's that?
It's kind of like a forum where people, because obviously your turnips are different prices, like in the morning and at night in your island or in your shop each day. And you can go and sell them. And some people have like really, really high turnip prices. Mm-hmm. Like they'll be buying your turnips for 600 plus bells. And so people post on this forum like, hey, come to my island, you can get a good price and just give me like a Nook Miles ticket or something in exchange and you go to their island, you make all the money.
Wow, okay.
You win at life.
Yeah, that sounds good. Because, man, I heard
made a few
like,
million dollars yeah, in like I was gonna one say, week.
I heard somebody, like, I can't remember what it was, and they were like, man, like, I made like 1.5 million just now. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm out here getting like, trying to fish.
For you're like picking up shells, you're fishing.
Right. Like, I would rather just 6,000
bells.
And then just make the meanest island. It was
Yeah. I pretty much only fish and catch bugs for the museum. And then after that, I just invest all of my money in turnips. And then you can buy pretty much everything you ever wanted.
Because I filled the museum up with what I could, you know, because of the thing. So I was like, well, what am I gonna do now? I was like,
well, you gotta wait until the seasons change.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Okay,
you bought a game that relies on real time and seasons. Know, that's like the whole selling point of this game, my dude.
You've got a good point there. I did, and to be honest, I thought it was me. And I still think it's a great game. And I can't. And somebody said to me, like, "Are you gonna play it on stream?" No, I'm not, because I would rather just go in my own little world. And just be like, sorry, mate, that's it. Like, that's all. I don't want that shit. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Like, yeah, one way to do it. I know others, like people who will play it for the first like 20 minutes of their stream. Cause really, like, once you're kind of established and once you've got everything, you only need to spend 30 minutes to an hour on it each day to like keep everything upkept. Like, you could spend more if you wanted to, but and they'll just do it for like the first 20 minutes while people are coming in and get, you know, warmed up for this stream, and then they'll jump into like the exciting games and stuff. And that's like one way you could do it. Or yeah, just play it in your chill time as you're going to bed.
I just like chill time. Yeah, I was playing it like in bed, on the toilet, on the, like I was just going for it, man. It did hook me, and I was in
there. Yeah,
yeah. But
I was so excited for it because I've played it since only New Leaf, so only the version before this one. But I played that a lot. I probably had about 500 hours on my island in that one.
Shit.
I know. But the content wasn't like being as slowly released. So if you wanted to time travel in the old games, for example, you weren't. You could have like Easter and Christmas and stuff. Whereas in order to kind of like stop that Switch, they make it so that you download an update as that season kind of happens. So like the Easter update only just happened now. And if people had time travels, they wouldn't have got the Easter experience, if you will.
That's pretty, yeah. I'll tell you another thing. Yo, them eggs pissed me off too, man.
The eggs pissed everyone off. They had to patch it because it was making so many people sad.
It made me sad. That's another reason why I was like, no, stop this. I'm sick of fishing. Man, and then all of a sudden it's just an egg. Fuck. But yeah. Man, I had a whole room filled up with scorpions.
Nice.
And I'm pretty sure it's still there. I'm waiting for the old bro. What's his name?
Flick,
the brother Flick. And I'm waiting for him. And when Flick comes around, I'm rolling in that cash. And
how are you going to know if he comes round if you're not checking on your island?
Yeah, you're right. You've got a point there. Thanks for pointing that out, okay? I'm a bad islander, all right? I just don't have it in me right now, but I'm getting there, okay? All right. I don't know if off stream, you're doing event management and stuff now?
Kind of like a big mishmash of everything. So in my real job, I am a marketing person. I do all of the marketing stuff from event management, content, social media, partner management.
Yo.
All the stuff. Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
Look at you. Hey, look at you. From the dairy farm straight to that event management up there, just straight to the marketing. Look at you, eh?
But I just try and do stuff and hit a few keys on the computer and people think I'm smart. Like, I actually have no idea what I'm doing. I actually have no idea what I'm doing in my job, but...
Click that senator boss.
he probably has no idea either.
So have you got any, what about like esports and stuff? Is that a avenue you might like be in terms of like running and organizing and marketing, or you're just like, nah, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole?
I have friends who are in esports and event management. I don't know if I have the thick enough skin to be able to be a lady in esports. I applaud those ladies. They are so strong. The amount of stuff that they have to go through. I think it's really, really cool that they're paving the way for other women and, you know, non-binary, et cetera, in the field, which is really, really cool. But it's just, yeah,
it's tough. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's probably not my thing. Like, I've done like commentating stuff and for events and for like obviously Omen before. I remember having to commentate Overwatch games at like the PB Texpo and stuff once. I am not cut out for it. I was just sitting there and I was like, oh yeah, like he fell off the cliff and yeah, like I don't know what to say. Like, what do you say in those? Oh yeah, there's a big fight going on. Oh, pulling out the ultimates, like I don't know enough games enough to know all the strats and be able to be like commentating. I can't do the esports thing.
I brought Smite on here, NZ Smite. He's a caster.
Oh yeah.
And it was really cool. And he's like, man, you'd be great, man. And I was like, I don't know games. The only game I actually know is NBA 2K. Like I'll talk the shit out of that.
You would be such a good caster, commentator.
This is what I want to do. All right, I want to be the guy that goes and interviews them after they lose and just like, what the fuck happened there, mate? Like, what happened, brother? Shit.
You fucked up.
What happened, mate? And then, and then just like, I want to be Joe Rogan. That's what I want to be. I want to be Joe Rogan. I want to be in there.
Good.
You're like, hey, mate.
You're halfway there, man.
Whatever. Yeah, David Audrey.
The podcast? Like,
we're still growing. Okay, we're still getting there. But I think that's, I mean, I don't want to say that's where it's going, but a lot of people are kind of putting their eggs in their basket. You know what I mean? Like,
the esports in New Zealand right now is growing so fast. Like, we're still like half a decade behind people like countries like America and Europe, etc. But it's crazy how quickly it's growing. And I have hung around, like, you know, esports players and stuff. And the dedication that you see these people actually put into it, like, I mean, going into, like, before I'd even met, like, esports players and stuff, I used to sit there and it's like, oh, wow, like, it must be so nice just get paid to play, like, video games and then you win, like, $1 million, like, fucking sick job, bro. But they the fact that they play for, like, you know, 15 hours a day, like, 6 days a week maybe, that, you know, they ain't making that much money, really. They live, like, paycheck to paycheck. They'd be lucky if they get paid out for a tournament that happened, like, 8 months ago. And it's just, like, the life that they live, but, like, is not as magical and majestic. Like, the Dota Cup is, like, next level shit. But, like, other than that, like, the life that most of them live isn't as, like, magnificent as, yeah, like, the media paints it to be as well. And they still do it because they just love it so much. That's, and you're so seeing that kind of dedication is so fucking cool.
Yeah. It is. A lot of people kind of, I mean, even like a streamer, like people think, oh man, I want to be a full-time streamer, but holy shit, I'm like a, not even a part-time streamer. I'm like a
sometimes time streamer.
So, yeah. I'm one of those guys. And like, even that is stressful. Like, I'm like, fuck, I don't know about this shit. Like, you know,
I have like never had the desire to be a full-time content creator. And I think a lot of that comes down to, like, I don't know, I'm just a person who very much relies on security, like it's an anxiety thing or whatever, but like, I couldn't have a job where I can't absolutely guarantee that, like, yep, I'm going to have enough money coming in this like week, month, whatever, to pay for like my bills and that kind of thing. Like, just, you don't know, like, one day, what if like you just get like banned because of something silly that happens, or like you just, you're poof, your account's gone, the internet just explodes. I don't know. Like,
I want to be,
I mean, a lot of those skills are transferable, but it's still, it's really hard.
I just want to be the guy that just shows up. Like, they're like, hey, Tim, can you show up and do this? And I'll be like, yep, sweet, show up, do it, like, talk smack or do whatever I have to do, and then just go home. I don't want to do the extra shit. That's never going to happen. But that would be like the best thing for me. It'd be like, yo, just turn up here, play this game for a couple of minutes or for a couple of hours, and then see you later. And then, but now.
That'd be the dream for everyone.
I know, but now it's like, oh, you got to do socials. You got to fucking hype it up. You got to find guests. You got to do that.
You got to have that YouTube. You got to have that Patreon. You got to have the Twitch. You got to have the Twitter. Discord. You got to manage all of them.
And then somebody's got a problem with you before saying something. These people's
mods have full-time jobs, like just modding. Oh,
shit, my mods. Jesus, the amount of shit my mods have got to go through just for something that I may have said that sounded like something. I would say. And then it's like, oh, man, you can't say it. Yeah.
One thing I definitely like have to say, like, regardless, is that like since streaming, like, you kind, like, it was really hard to overcome that, like, not everyone's gonna love you kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it definitely drills into you that, yeah, not everyone's gonna love you. You're not gonna make everyone happy or impress everyone.
Yeah.
And it's really, streaming has made me a lot more confident, which it was absolutely beyond me. Like, if you had said to me before I started streaming, they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to be, like, casting and hosting on stages and stuff, I would have probably looked at you like, you're fucking crazy. Like, I can't even talk to 5 people in a room. I'm that, like, self-conscious and just don't like public speaking. Now I'm, like, on stages talking to people.
That just shows how your growth as a, not just a content person, but a person, like, in general.
For sure. And I think one thing as well, though, that's really stuck with me. Okay, again, this is the same lecturer from the start that, like, introduced me to the person who got me into streaming and everything. This guy was he's a genius. But I remember he was, like, my favorite lecturer, and I was talking to him about, like, something for university and just brought up the fact that I was nervous. He's like, oh, yeah, I get nervous all the time before a class. And I was like, what? You've been lecturing for, like, 60 years. Like, how are you nervous? And he's like, well, when I'm nervous, it's because I know that I'm passionate about something. And as soon as those nerves go away, that'll be the day that I stop, like, lecturing, basically. And I was like, that's actually a really cool sentiment.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
How I think about it is if there's 10 people that are watching you, right, four of them are going to love your shit, all right? Four of them are going to hate your shit, all right? And then there's going to be two people that are going to be on the fence. They just don't know, or they do know. And the more times you can get those two people to go, hey, man, he or she's they're nice people, and then to come over to the other side, then you'll get another two.
That's a win.
Then that's it, because you're never going to – man, the amount of times I've had to, like, deal with people that I'm like, man, I didn't even mean to offend that person, but they got offended because I said something. And then I'm just like, well, if they were actually on my side and we were cool, they would come to me like a person and go, man, can you please not say that shit anymore? Like, don't do that. That's not funny. I'm that kind of person, though. I say some outlandish shit for fun, and not like real bad stuff, but, you know, like, I push the boundaries. That's my job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of look at it. It's like 4, 4, and 2. So there's going to be four people. There's going to be four people. There'll be two. And then just trying to help those two. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, I think it's
really we got to get into these quick fires. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Right, should I start with the corned beef question first?
Okay, go on.
Okay, what is the best thing to put with corned beef?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And, yeah, you got to have mashed potatoes with corned beef. And if you aren't, you're dumb.
Are we talking about corned beef or corn silver sight?
They're the same thing.
No, they're not. Oh, my Lord. No. I thought you were talking about that. Corned beef, okay, is the one that comes in the can.
That is the same thing.
Corn silver sight is the one that gets wrapped up, and it's like a big kind of... And I can hear you typing away, all right? So the corned beef is the one, comes in a can, and it's like spam almost. It's what they call pisupo in Samoa, all right? And then silver side is like a... and you're right. You're absolutely right. Corn silver side is... you know, like, you put it has to go with mashed potato.
Yeah.
Yo.
They're the same thing. One's been like.
No.
No? Okay.
So, okay. Well, what's the best thing to put with your corned beef? So, we got potatoes. You got
cheesy carrot and leek.
Yes.
And mustard sauce.
And the mustard sauce. Yeah. I got you. Okay. I don't know if they're. I don't know if they're the same things. I don't think they're the same things, but
I thought they were.
No. The one I'm talking about is they call it, like, so in Samoa they call it pisupo because they used to get cans that had no labels on them, and they always used to be pea soup. That's what they used to be. They used to be pea soup, but then, and they call it pisupo, and then. Like, some other stuff came on, and anything that came in cans that just called pisupo, and this one was like, it had beef in it. It was like spam, like, it's really kind of like stringy, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch. Yeah.
The only difference between them is that one's pickled.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the same, like, cut of meat and everything. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I always just thought they're the same thing. Like, I swear growing up, it was just used interchangeably, but everyone knew what you were talking about.
Okay. Yeah. But no. I think it's near the same. Anyway, so, I got you on that one. We've got to get you on.
We've
got to get you some pisupo and put it in the noodles, put it in the spaghetti.
Yeah, that sounds good. I love food. Like, I'll fucking eat anything.
Don't say that.
Do you know I wanted to be a chef? Yeah, I shouldn't say that.
don't say you eat anything, because
for 10 years, I wanted to be a chef. That's a fun fact about me.
Oh, okay. All right, here's another one. What color is your toothbrush?
Purple.
Oh, do you always go with the purple? Is it every time?
We always get the Colgate one, and Ben and I always have the same color, so we know which one's whose. I always have purple, and he always has.
Like, I thought you mean the same. Like, you both got the same color, but he got. No, what's his one? His one's a blue.
Green.
Green.
No, green. Green.
Yeah, I'm a green guy. I go for after that green. What's the best bakery you've ever been to in your life?
The one at 5 Crossroads in Hamilton.
Okay, 5. That's Golden a new Star. One.
Golden Side Baker. Oh, actually, wait, hold the phone. Take a few steps back.
Okay, we're here.
Ferg Baker in Queenstown. That was pretty dope.
I've heard that one before. Like somebody said that to me. But one time I was like, oh, okay, I've never been to Queenstown.
I had a pork belly pie when I was down there once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was
mint. How do they cook the pork belly? Was it like?
It was proper pork belly. So it was like kind of crunchy and stuff. Like it had the crunch on the top and they'd cut it into cubes and they put it in the pie. It was so good.
Man, how much did that cost?
Oh, we don't talk about that.
That would have been, was that
like almost $9 for a pie? Yeah, like $9.50 or
anything
something.
Anything over 10, man, I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I had one time I saw a Wagyu beef pie in town, $34. And it was the size, the normal size of a normal pie. Like,
if it was here as all New Zealand, I doubt it would even be real Wagyu beef.
Yeah. Oh, that Wagyu beef, man, I'm telling you. That stuff is good. Anyway, so what's the go-to at your normal bakery around the corner? What's your go-to? What's your pie?
Oh, I honestly, I'm basic bitch. I love a mince and cheese pie, eh?
That's all right.
Like, from the bakery, it's just a mince and cheese pie.
Did you vote for when I did the...
Yeah, I did. Mince and cheese.
Yo, I'm so pissed off. Some dude totally wrecks my idea. And he's like...
Oh, he did the takeaways.
Oh, now he's doing the takeaways and he did the ice cream flavors. I'm like, this dude totally just wrecked my idea, man. Fuck.
Did you see the one who did the takeaways like recently, just before we came into level 3? And for some reason, I think it was, what was it? Like the food court curry Indian, what's it called? That beat McDonald's. Like,
yeah, nah. That's not fair. There's no legality to that.
Food court curry is lukewarm, questionable. I don't trust it. McDonald's is the best hangover food. Like, why would you? People are dumb. Like, I'm sorry. If any of y'all out there voted for that.
Speaking of Macca's, what's your go-to order at Macca's?
If I'm hungover or if it's like a normal just meal?
Let's go both.
If I'm getting a cheeky meal, it is nuggies. I love nugs.
Oh.
So just a 10-pack nuggy combo with sweet and sour sauce.
Other sauce is trash, eh?
The barbecue sauce is pretty good.
Nah, it's too...
Nah, no, the barbecue too tangy. Sauce is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Chicken and if nuggies, it's a hangover day, it's the hot cakes and a cheeseburger. Hot cakes and cheeseburger with a Coke Zero for the drink. At the same time, okay. Yeah.
Man, shout out Rubik's, who comes on the podcast and does our Rubik's report with all the games and stuff. Yeah. He did this challenge. It was on Friday. He spent like $90 on, and it was he had to do three double quarter pounders, 20 chicken nuggets, three. I'm just laughing because he struggled. Three fries and three drinks, and he had to do it under 90 minutes.
Oh damn! Nope.
I was like, bro, you're gonna be doing. Crapping out some Minecraft blocks, mate. Jesus.
When you said the burgers, I was like, I could do that. And then you said the nugs, and let me tell you about those nugs. So one time, I'm pretty sure it was a Hamilton only. Like deal that McDonald's did, but you could get 50 chicken nuggets for $30.
Damn.
And me and one of the boys, we were like, we could do this. Like you and me, we could eat 50 nuggets. And I got through like 17 of them. And I was just like, I want to throw up. I cannot move. Like,
this is what I'm proposing. Okay. I want to do speed runs, but with burgers. So you time yourself, blah, 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 and it's got to get out of your mouth and boom. And then you challenge somebody else to do it. I reckon it's going to be the next big thing. Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon I could do a Big Mac in 2 bites here.
two bites.
Yeah.
I mean, Big Macs are kind of small, eh?
Yeah. And they man, we're going so off topic here. This is
No, it's my fault.
It's not yours. What's the what Ninja Turtle are you?
Raphael.
Why do you say that?
Cause he's a smart one.
That's Donatello. What are you talking about? Donatello's a smart one, the purple one.
Yeah, no, but Raphael's like the Donatello's the purple one, right? Raphael's the red one. He's the cool smart one.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know about that. He was pretty smart. Like, all right, he wasn't Michelangelo.
Hey, it's Quickfire. Come on, man.
Orange dude.
It's Quickfire.
Shit, sorry.
Dark chocolate, white chocolate, or milk chocolate? Which ones?
Milk chocolate. I'm basic.
Yeah, I'm basic too when it comes to that. What's your favorite movie genre?
Ooh, I like thrillers.
Yeah? Like, what's your favorite thriller?
Yeah. You really put me on the spot. I have no idea. You said
thriller. I'm just putting it out there.
I don't have a favorite movie. I like things like, you know, The Prestige or I don't even know. What's the Parasite? That one was really, really good that came out recently.
I haven't seen it. I've got it, but I've got to watch it.
Dude, watch it. Oh, yeah. So good.
I don't like reading, though. That's my problem.
V for Vendetta. That's a great movie as well.
Yeah, that's another one.
I like thrillers. Like sci-fis.
What's on your Spotify playlist right now?
Ooh, recently I've been loving a girl called Yaji.
Yaji, okay.
Yaji, yeah. She's a Korean hip-hop, she's like a Korean drum and bass kind of hip-hop-y vibe person. Okay. She does a song called Rain Girl, and it gives me total like 70s gay club voguing vibes, but then real cool. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any childhood nicknames?
I have a lot of nicknames. You can do a lot with Savannah.
Savannah Banana? What?
Savannah Banana. I got that. I got Savannah Banana, Nani, Vanavu, Vani, Nana, Sev.
That's pretty creative.
Doris was one that exclusively my stepdad calls me.
Okay. Why? Why Doris?
That's such got nothing a stupid to do with thing. Okay. So when I was 11, and you have school socials, you know, you'd be like dancing, whatever, and then your parents would have to come pick you up, and they'd line all the chairs up, and the parents would walk through the hall, and when you saw your parent, you could leave with them. And I was talking to my friends, and my stepdad had walked behind me, and he called my name, and I wasn't answering. And so he just started yelling random names at me until I turned around. And I turned around for Doris.
Okay.
And so ever since I was 11, it's just stuck.
It's stuck there? Oh, my God.
It's stuck.
Okay. Who would play you in a movie about your life? Who would be you?
I don't know. Who's a really awkward... Kirsten Dunst.
What about Audrey Plaza?
I don't know.
She's awkward. Who else? Let's see in the chat who can pull one up for you later. Are you Android or iPhone? Which one you got?
Android.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a Google Pixel phone. It's great.
Man, how are those? I was thinking about getting me one of those.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. I used to have an iPhone, and I hated all of the bloatware that came with a lot of Android phones, like the Samsung phones had all of those extra apps that you didn't give a shit about.
Yeah.
And then, the Pixel came out, and they don't have any of that kind of bloatware stuff. And so I got one of them, and I love it. It's great. I've got the Pixel too. I've had it for a long time.
Where are we? Would you rather speak every single language, be able to speak every language in the world, or be able to speak to cats?
I'd rather speak every language in the world.
What about any animals? Like all animals, you've got a choice: either this one or all animals.
See, now it involves dogs.
Every
probably
animal.
Speak to animals if that was the case. Like cats, I don't care for cats too much. Like I love
you're
my
not
cat,
a cat person?
But I don't. I like cats, but you know, like you don't need to know what they want. If you could talk to cats, they'd probably all just be like, "Fuck you!" Like, I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are assholes.
They're not like the warmest creatures.
Man, I used my missus and my daughters used to, my older daughter, she used to get so angry at me because I would just like cuss the cat out. Like, man, fuck that. Like, man, that cat. She's come back pregnant. I was like, man, look at this whole ass cat. Right. She's like, don't talk to her. Like, don't say that to her. That's not nice. I was like, nah, man, this one always out on the town. Promiscuous. I call our cat
fit. Like, he's a little chonk. He's a little chubby little chonky chonk.
Yeah. All right. Are you an Avenger Marvel? You've seen the movies?
Oh, yes, I have seen
them. Okay, you know, at the end, remember Thanos does the click, right? And then he goes on that planet and he's like a farmer.
Yeah.
He retires, okay?
Okay.
If you don't have to click, but what would be your perfect scenario for your retirement?
Perfect scenario for my retirement? Oh, this is a cool question.
You're sad. We have to bring the cool questions out, you know?
I would love to... what would I love to do? I would just love to like start like little cooking classes or something for kids and whatever who are just interested in it, or like just, I don't know, be a friend to people, just be a shoulder to lean on. I like people.
I
like talking to people.
What's your signature dish?
My signature dish?
Yeah.
Like to make a meal?
If you were on Hell's Kitchen and they're like,
yeah,
cook your signature dish. If we like it, you're in.
Even though I hate this dish personally, because this is a really weird thing, but everyone I make it for is like, oh my god, this is the best I've ever had. Lasagna.
Okay. Wow. Okay. What about dessert? You make dessert?
I'm not a huge dessert person, but if I was going to make dessert for someone, I don't even know, like chocolate self-sourcing pudding. You can't go wrong with a chocolate self-sourcing pudding. It's like the best.
That's pretty good.
You
gotta have that. And
gotta have that. Like,
you have to. You gotta top three now. Top three chips, like potato chips. You'll go two, three.
It has to be the salt and vinegar, but it has to be the homeland ones, the apple cider vinegar and salt.
Oh yes, I tried that the other day. That was very sour,
they're
but good.
Bomb. Yeah, they're so good. The Countdown brand Pringles, the sour cream and chives version of the Countdown brand Pringles.
Wow. Keep going.
I'm very specific. Yeah. And just some nacho chips, any kind of nacho chips, maybe like Dorito Cheese Supreme or something.
Cool. Yeah. Top three cartoons growing up.
Avatar, Last Airbender, Pokemon, and I don't even know. Other cartoon. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I used to watch a lot of cartoons.
Obviously not. Because it should come off that. Boom.
I can't pick a favorite. It's hard to pick favorites.
You remind me of King Kru.
Avatar.
Just can't make it. Just can't Avatar, make a decision.
Pokemon, and probably something like, I don't know, shit. I can't think of one. I'm sorry. Cat dog. Or something.
Thank you. Cat dog.
There we go. Okay, let's say that.
Last one. Top three swear words that you like to use.
Fuck, shit, yep. Bitch.
Wow.
Fuck, shit, bitch.
Oh, jeez, that came out. Yo, that was too. That was too fast.
I call everyone like little bitch and like little go flat and bitch. Stuff and like say fuck. Like fuck is like my emphasizing word. I probably say it in every sentence.
All right, Seth. Thank you so much for your time.
No, it's been really cool hanging out with you, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah. Where can people find you?
Obviously Twitch. My name is Marisaya. Twitter is where I spend a lot of my time. And I sometimes post on Instagram, but I'm a really bad Insta-ho. So, you know, I don't post on there much at all.
I try to do some research about you. And then I was like, oh, let's go to Instagram. Your Instagram. Hey, you got to pick the game up there. Okay.
So I know. I'm really bad at it. I'm just too critical on myself to have like an aesthetic. And then I just never post there.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Bye.
All right. Yay. There we go. We're finished. It was easy, right? Sev, talk to me.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought you were talking to your stream.
I was talking to you. Because, yeah, I know it's hard because I got to do the recording and thing, but thank you. That was great. We could go. We could talk for hours.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, catch you up soon, eh?
Yeah, no, sounds great.
All right, see ya.
All right.